Post-Hypnotic Press presents an unabridged recording of Becoming the Kind Father, A Son's Journey, by Calvin Sanborn, narrated by Michael Patonin. To baby Brighton and his generation of men in the making, and to the beloved Nicole, Kathleen, and Kristen. Foreword. Becoming the Kind Father is a memoir of a tragic father-son relationship and its ultimate reconciliation. It is also a work of literary imagination, marked by reinvented vignettes from Moby Dick, The Wizard of Oz, Shakespeare, Greek myth, and Hollywood movies. Realistically, its value is as a practical book that provides men with useful self-help tips to kindness, reconciliation, and forgiveness. The book does this through a recasting of the male hero's journey. Since ancient times, this legend has shaped men's lives and dominated their culture. But Becoming the Kind Father takes the hero down a wholly different path. The quest that Sanborn invites men to join is not a journey to conquer distant lands, save damsels, or fight dragons, but a quest to reclaim the male heart and come into relationship with their loved ones and the world. As men struggle in a post-feminist culture for updated myths, many will welcome this helpful guidebook to a new quest. Kind Father is an inspiring autobiographical guide to the development of heart in men, and a worthy companion for men who choose to pursue this journey. An appealing feature of the book is that Sanborn is a lawyer, not a psychologist, and thus he's not just describing abstract recommended practices. He writes from personal experience, describing what it feels like inside to apply the useful psychological approaches. The other advantage of the book is that Sanborn is a gifted writer who holds the reader's attention. Becoming the Kind Father first deconstructs the harsh training fathers inflict on sons and documents the sad price men pay as a result. The book cites evidence of the damage done to men as they play out the male role of hiding their feelings and their grief. The toll of male suicide, alcoholism, disease, shorter lives, and emotional alienation make a good case for wanting to change, and it is my hope this book will induce men to consider altering their lives and the lives of their sons. The book is first and foremost personal, and is structured around recollected scenes from Sanborn's own painful relationship with his father. When the author's 25-year marriage collapses, he finds himself confronting his own anger and discovers the extent to which he has adopted his father's anger as his own. As Sanborn explores his own self-talk, he is surprised to discover he has incorporated his father's hated voice and the hardened voice of every man into his inner dialogue. As with many men, Sanborn projects this harsh inner dialogue into anger at his family and friends. The project the author sets out is to change that destructive conversation with himself. The turning point for Sanborn comes when the author confronts the ghost of his dead father and asks the old man to leave, thus ridding himself of the critical tapes that he hears of his father's voice. Then, with a spark of creativity pioneered by Berkowitz and Newman, the author sets out to be a kind father to himself. Quite simply, he decides to start speaking to himself in the encouraging, nurturing way that a healthy parent speaks to a child. The author carefully chooses the best qualities from all the men he has known and synthesizes them into an ideal internal mentor, a kind father. This parent is one that only a fortunate few know in real life. In subsequent chapters, the author recounts how he learns to parent himself and leads the reader through his experience of personal growth. Each chapter is an essay on a theme, a meditation on a step in the journey to a man's heart. The steps include the ways a man learns to identify his feelings, ways to share his feelings with friends and loved ones, techniques to free himself from excessive anger, and finally, tools for learning and practicing forgiveness. With forgiveness as his guide, the author achieves something genuinely useful, a friendly relationship with himself, characterized as a transformation from alienated anger to self-acceptance. Again, with forgiveness as...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?